Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Someday your child's teacher and the police officer who patrols your local streets will retire, and your city or town will have to continue health care coverage for these former municipal employees for the rest of their lives. Local officials are not required to set money aside for this looming bill, but they do have to keep track of how much money it will take to fund it. Care to guess what the 50 largest communities in Massachusetts expect to owe for current employees and retirees? A new report out later today from the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation puts the figure at $20 billion. That's billion with a B. Foundation President Mike Widmer puts the number in context.
That is 2.5 times the unfunded liability for pensions, which has received all the attention. So retiree health care obligations have been sitting on the sidelines. People haven't paid any attention to them. And it turns out they are a much more mammoth and unfunded obligation than employee and retiree pensions.
How is it the number got so big?
Well, it got so big because health care costs have risen and these benefits for municipal employees in Massachusetts are exceedingly generous. So the combination is devastating in terms of the ability of cities and towns to pay for these benefits, which they cannot really, without destroying local services.
All right, so let's break down the $20 billion, and again, that's billion with a B, into some more bite-sized pieces. City of Boston, according to your findings, will need $4.5 billion to meet its health care obligations. City of Lowell will need $433 million. Even the town of Shrewsbury, outside of Worcester, will need $85 million to pay its obligations. Are any of these 50 communities putting any money aside for future health care costs?
Well, only one of the 50, Arlington, has put any money aside, and it's a very tiny sum. So the $20 billion is 99.98% unfunded, and cities and towns don't have the wherewithal to fund it. We are paying for retiree health care on a pay-as-you-go basis, but the unfunded—
We're paying today's cost today.
We're paying today's cost today, but we are not putting anything aside for these future liabilities.
Let's go back to the city of Boston and the city of Lowell. What options do these cities have, providing less generous health care or raising property taxes?
Well, they really can't raise property taxes to pay for these costs since they are so mammoth. I mean, in the city of Boston, for example, to pay for the retiree health care obligations, the average homeowner would, over the next 30 years, would have to pay an additional $100,000 in property taxes. Now, obviously, that's not going to happen, nor should it happen. So the only real option here is for cities and towns, and they're going to need the help of the legislature to change some statutes to curtail some of the health care benefits. These numbers are so large, it may come to the point where, in fact, cities and towns cannot offer retiree health care at all. But certainly, if they want to try to preserve a decent retiree health care benefit, they're going to have to curtail those benefits in various ways.
What would the state's role be in this?
Well, the state mandates many of these generous provisions, like lifetime medical at age 55. Also, you only have to work 10 years in order to get that lifetime medical health care benefit. We recommend that the legislature change that so it be tied to years of service, similar to pensions, so you don't get the full benefit after only 10 years. Maybe you have to work 30, 35 years.
You and I know the legislature has been wrangling for years over what to do about health care on the local level. Why is it so hard to get action, to get concrete action?
Well, it's difficult because the public sector unions are very powerful in Massachusetts, and they resist any of these changes. The politics are difficult, but they're coming in collision with these irrefutable numbers. In due course, the numbers will win out. The question is, do we take action soon enough to preserve the basic services that we all depend upon?
Okay. Since we've painted such a rosy picture about the future, let me ask this question. The $20 billion figure is actually today's number, and it doesn't take into account how health care costs are going to rise in the future. So therefore, $20 billion is even on the low side?
Yes, this gets into complicated actuarial calculations of one sort or another, but yes, we believe that, if anything, the $20 billion number is understated. I want to emphasize that the importance of this issue is to prevent Massachusetts and our municipalities from becoming the Illinois and Californias of the world, where their problems have reached a point that it is impossible to try to remedy the situation. Here we have an opportunity to make changes, difficult in a political sense, but they're not difficult in the broad sense of still preserving a good retiree health care benefit for our retirees. But we can manage this in a way other states have not if we act now.
Mike Widmer of the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you, Bob.